Mesechtas Menachos, Daf Samach Aleph, 16 lines for the top of Daf Samach Aleph Amin Aleph, Etnu Mishnah, and the previous Mishnah on Daf Samach Amin Aleph, the Mishnah taught us four categories, as the Mishnah stated, Yish Tunis Hagosha Ve'in Tunis Tufa, Tnufa V'loy Hagosha, Hagosha U'tnufa, Loy Tnufa V'loy Hagosha, and the previous Mishnah spoke about those Menachos that require Hagosha and do not require Tnufa, and our Mishnah continues with the next category of Tnufa V'loy Hagosha, and as our Mishnah states, Elu Tunis Tnufa, that the following korbanos require tnufa, which is actually a mitzvah min hamufcha, and it's not ma'akev, but they do not require hagasha. And the first case is loy shem and shel mitzirah v'ashamai. And as we know, as part of the entire process of a mitzirah brings an asham, and they also bring a loy shemen. Then the claim would take from the loy shemen as well as from the dam of the korban, place it on tnuch oizin al bein yodoy v'raglay hayimonis. In pashas mitzirah, the pasuk states v'lokach hakoyin es akev se'echad v'hikrav. And the pasuk states explicitly that there's a requirement to do tufa. The Mishnah continues that number two, Vabikurim Kedivri Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that Bikurim requires tufa according to the sheet of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov that Rashi brings down from Masechta Sukkah on Daf Mem Zayin, and the Gemara will bring down that not only is this sheet of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, but it's also the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. And even so, our Mishnah states in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov as Mishnasis Shel Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Kavanaki. The Mishnah continues that the third carbon that requires tufa, a murim shalom yachid v'chazei v'shoik shalhen, and one is required to perform tufa with a murim as well as with the chazei v'shoik of the carbon shlomim of a yachid, and as Rashi brings down from the pasuk and pasuk shmini that states shoik atchuma v'chazei atufa al ishei chalavim yaviu lohanef tufa l'fnei Hashem v'hoi l'chol v'necha itcha l'chok oilum chashir siva Hashem. Certainly this tufa was done after the carbon was already nishchat, wasn't done with the entire behema, and it was only done with a Murim and the Chazei V'Shoik, and we will explain the next words of the Mishnah as the Gemara will explain them. And the Mishnah continues, Echad Anoshim ve'Echad Noshim, that the requirement to do tufa by Yishlamim is not only by a man but also by a woman's carbon. However, the ability to actually perform tufa is only by Yisrael v'loy b'achirim, is only for a man and not for a woman, since a woman cannot actually perform tufa. Therefore, the Kohen will actually perform tufa on a carbon Yishlamim that is brought by a woman. The Mishnah continues with the fourth carbon that requires tufa and doesn't require agasha, shtei alechem and shtei kivsei atzeres, then we're bringing the shtei alechem on shavuos together with the shtei kivsei atzeres. So the pasuk in Parshas Yamar tells us, v'hine fakrina yisam alechem abakurim tnufa l'fnei Hashem, al shnei kvasim kredish yu l'Hashem l'akoyin. As we will see, that this pasuk teaches us that there's a requirement to perform shchita with the shtei alechem as well as with the shnei kivsei atzeres prior to shchita, and while the shnei kivsei atzeres are still alive. As we will see, that there's also a requirement to perform tnufa with the shtei alechem and the shtei kivsei atzeres after shchita as well. The Mishnah is ketzu loisa, that how does one perform tufa with the shtei alechem and the shtei kivsei atzeres? The Mishnah explains nisin shtei alechem al gabi shtei kvasim, that one places the shtei alechem on top of the shtei kvasim u'minich shtei yadu l'mata, the bailin will place his hands underneath the shtei kivsei atzeres. He'll be meilichu mevi meilu merid, as we will see, he will wave it to all four sides of the world. He will also wave them up and down to shemayim v'aretz. How do we know that this is the way to perform tufa? Shenemen, as the pasuk states in Pashas Tzava, b'negiyad emiluyim of Aaron and his children, v'kidashta chazeh tufa v'shei kachuma shehuna v'ashehura me'il emiluyim ashel Aaron ashel banav. Rashi brings two explanations. As number one, three pesukim earlier, the pasuk states v'samta kol al kapi Aaron v'al kapi banav v'inafto isem tufa l'fnei Hashem. Zok Rashi kol hani tufas loyma shemelchu meviu ma'ilim ma'irid. That is a total of four mentions of the lashon haram or lashon tufa. Therefore, we learn that your Melechu Mevi or Melechu Merid, and Rashi brings a second shot that from the words themselves of Hunaf Vahuram, we learn these dinim, and as Rashi explains in Masech Tesukah, Hunaf Hainu Melechu Mevi, and Huram Magla Ve'in Aliyah B'lei Hirada V'hai Kro La B'kiv Se'atzeres K'siv Elo B'meluyim U'miyu Kol Trufus Yalfinu Minei. Rashi in our Suga is Mekatza, and as Rashi states Lishna Chrina Me Hunaf Vahuram, that we learn this directly from the words Hunaf and Huram, and Rashi continues U'miluyim Yalfinu L'shat Trufais. The Mishnah continues, Tnufa Hoseb Mizrach Vagosh B'Mayiv, that when performing Tnufa, then one could perform Tnufa either on the west side of the Azara and even on the east side of the Azara. However, in those cases where one had to perform Hagosha, but Hagosha had to be done on the west side of the Azara, in the west side of the Mizbeach, and as Rashi explains, B'Mizrach claim Afilu B'Mizrach Hashem Mizbeach Yochel Hanif V'Koshke M'Maravai the Kar of Yisrael Hechel. And the Mishnah also stated that when performing Tnufa and Hagosha, then Tnufa is done prior to Hagosha, and as we explain, explain that this din of the Mishnah doesn't apply in most cases, and as Rashi states, that this applies to the Minchas Ha'im and Minchas Kenois, where there is a requirement to do both Tzufa and Agasha, and as the Pasuk states in Pashas Nasai, the Lokar HaKayim Yad Ishas Minchas HaKenois, the Hainifes Minchal of Nei Hashem, the Hikr of Isa Alam is Beach, and we learn the din of the Minchas Ha'im from the dinim of the Minchas Kenois. And Mishnah now continues with the third category of our previous Mishnah, that there are some Kabbonis that require both Hagasha as well as Tzufa, and the Mishnah continues, Minchas Ha'im and Minchas Kenois, to Unis Hagasha V'Tzufa, that the two Kabbonis that require both Hagasha and Tzufa refer to the Minchas Ha'im and Minchas Kenois, and as Rashi brings down, Ksibu Tzufa, that both regarding the Minchas Ha'im as well as regarding the Minchas Kenois, the Pasuk specifically tells us that there's a requirement for Tzufa, and as we saw, that the Pasuk in Pashas Nasa, B'digay the Minchas Kenois states, V'lokach Ha'kayim, Yad Ishas Minchas Ha'kenois, V'heinif Es HaMinchal Fnei Hashem, and B'digay the Karbon Omer, the Pasuk states in Pashas Emer, V'heinif Es HaOmer Fnei Hashem, L'tzeichem, Marchres HaShabbos, Yenifeno HaKayin, and Rashi continues, Ola El Yafinu L'Hagasha, and as we saw on Daf Samach HaMabez, the Gemara towards the Makar, that is a requirement to do Hagasha, both by the Minchas Kenois as well as the Minchas HaOmer. Finally, the Mishnah teaches us the fourth category, Lechem HaPonim, Minchas HaSachim, Ein Tunais, Lo Yagasha, Lo Yitunfa, that the Lechem HaPonim as well as the Minchas HaSachim do not require Hagasha and do not require Tunfa. And the Mishnah continues, Rav Shimon Omer, that Rav Shimon teaches us, Gimel Minin, Tun, and Gimel Mitzvahs, that there are three types of Kabbonis where we perform three different mitzvahs. However, Shtayim B'chol Achas, Vashlishis, Imben, each carbon will only have two out of three mitzvahs, and a third mitzvah will not be required by that carbon. And as Rav Shimon continues to explain, Ve'elohin, and these are the three categories of Kabbonis, number one, Zivchi Shalm Yachid, number two, Zivchi Shalm Yitzibar, which of course refers to Shtei Kivsei Atzeres, that is the only Shalm Yitzibar, and number three, Dasham Mitzayra. Rav Shimon now continues to explain what he meant when he stated, Shtayim B'chol Achas, Vashlishis, Imben, number one, by Zivchi Shalm Yachid, Tu'un Smicha Chayim, U'tzufa Shchutim, Ve'im Ben Tzufa Chayim, when a Yachid brings a Korban Shlomim, the first mitzvah is that there's a requirement to perform Smicha while the animal is alive, and there's also a second mitzvah that one must perform Tzufa after the Korban is already Nishchat, and as we saw in the Mishnah, Ve'imuri Shalm Yachid, Ve'chazei V'sheik Shulhen, however, the third mitzvah doesn't apply, Ve'im Ben Tzufa Chayim, there is no requirement to perform Tzufa while the animal was still alive. Reb Shimon continues that the second category is Zivchi Shalm Yitzibar, and the first mitzvah that applies by Zivchi Shalm Yitzibar is that it's Tu'un and Tzufas Chayim, that there's a requirement to perform Tzufa while it's still alive, and as we saw in the Mishnah, that you take the Shtei Lechem together with the Shtei Kivsei Atzeres and you perform Tzufa, and number two, Ushchutin, and you have to perform Tzufa after Shchita as well, as we will see in the Gemara. However, a third mitzvah is not required, is Ve'im Ben Smicha, and as we will see in the Gemara, that based on Halacha Mishmei Sinai, there is no requirement to perform Smicha by Zivchi Shalm Yitzibar and by Shtei Kivsei Atzeres. And Rav Shimon continues with the third category, Vasham Mitzayra, and the first mitzvah is Toyin Smicha, that the requirement to perform Smicha on the Hashem Mitzayra, and the second mitzvah is Tufa Schai, that the requirement to perform Tufa while the animal is still alive, however, in by Tufa Shachot, but there is no requirement to do Tufa after the Hashem Mitzayra is ready in the Shchat, and therefore these three Kabbonis share the fact that they all have two mitzvahs, and there's a third mitzvah that's not applicable to them, but they don't share the exact same two mitzvahs, as we explained, and as Rashi states, Shloisha Minin, Shalm Yochid, Vishalm Yitzibah, Dehin Kivsei Atzeres, Vashalm Mitzayra, Tu'un, and Beishloshon, Shalosh Mitzvahs, Shtayim Mitzvahs, Bisholosh, Yesh Bechol Min Umin, Vashlishis Imbehen, Dehin Bechol Min, El Shtayim, and Rashi continues, Shalm Yochid, Ksibu Smicha, Bevayikra, Tzufa Shchutim, Bechazei Vashek Shlohen, Bitzavis Arin, and by Shalm Yitzibah, Ksibu, Tzufa Shchayim, Vehine Vakrina Yisam, Dehinu Chayim, Utzufa Shchutim, De Gamrina Lom, Shalm Yochid, as we'll see in the Gemara. However, Avos Smicha Loi, Kinem Farash Begemara, based on Halacha Mesh Mesinai, as we explain, by an Asham Mitzira, Ksib Beit Tzufa Shchayim, Dechsib, Vehinef Oysam, Bezois Tia Teres HaMitzira, Vesmicha Gamrina, Lechol Kabonis HaYachid, Beperek Shtei Midois, Avoloi Tzufa Shachar, Kinem Farash Begemara. Gemara now begins, Tanar Abonon, that we learned in the Braisa, and the Gemara will now discuss the Pasuk and Pashat Mitzira, that discusses the Tzufa that's done with the Asham Mitzira, and the Loik Shem and Shem Mitzira. Pasuk and Pashat Mitzira states, Velok HaKoyin, Es HaKavis HaEchod, Vehikr Voisi La'osham, Ves Leig HaShomen, Vehinef Oysam, Tzufa Lefnei Hashem. Some are not curious, the first six words of the Braisa, and the Braisa begins by pointing out, after the Pasuk tells us, Vehikr Voisi La'osham, Ves Leig HaShomen, so the Pasuk tells us, Vehinef Oysam, Tzufa, you should wave them as a Tzufa, and it's going back on the Korban Osham and the Leig HaShomen, Melameh, Shetun, and Tzufa Ke'echod, echad, and from these words we learn that the ikar way to perform tzufa is by waving the Hashem Mitzirah and the Lake Shem and Shem Mitzirah at one time, and not by doing tzufa on each one individually. However, the Brisa continues, however, how do you know that if one performs tzufa on each one individually, that you would still be mekayim in the mitzvah of tzufa? And Rashi states the mashma v'heinif al loigel chudekai, and it's mashma that word v'heinif is going back dafka on the leg shemen, and it's not going back to the ashem as well. And therefore, once we see that one could perform tzufa on the leg shemen by itself, therefore one could also perform tzufa on the korban ashem by itself. However, the brisa continues, yachlu yanif yachsev yanif tamalim tzufa v'leit tzufais. One may think that the Torah is actually teaching us the ikar way to perform tzufa by the Hashem Mitzirah and the Lake Shem and Shem Mitzirah is by doing two actions. As number one, you would have to do a tzufa of the Hashem Mitzirah and the Lake Shem and Shem Mitzirah together. Then there would also be a requirement of performing tzufa on the Hashem Mitzirah and on the Lake Shem and Shem Mitzirah individually and by themselves. However, the Brisa teaches us that since the Pasuk could have stated Behinif Isam Lufnei Hashem, and the Pasuk states Behinif Isam Tzufa Lufnei Hashem, we learn that one could only perform one tzufa by the Hashem Mitzirah and the Lake Shem and Shem Mitzirah, and one cannot perform two tzufas, and therefore certainly the Torah must be teaching us that when performing tzufa, one can either perform tzufa on the Hashem Mitzirah and the Lake Shemen together, or one can perform tzufa on each one individually. Certainly one cannot perform tzufa on either item twice. And the Brisa continues that the Pasuk says Lefnei Hashem, and therefore we learn out that not only could tzufa be done on the west side of the Mizbeach, but by Mizrach, but it could also be done on the east side of the Mizbeach, as that is also called Lefnei Hashem. And the Gemara is for Amrit, but on Daf Yutessim and Beis, when the Gemara spoke about the Din of Agosha by a Mincha, so the Pasuk stated Lefnei Hashem, and we learned out by Meiriv that Dafka has to be done on the west side of the Mizbeach. However, the Gemara explains, Amri, Hani Mili Mincha de Ikri Chatos, Vichatos Tuni Yisoid, Vikaren Jeremis Mizrachis Lehoyle Yisoid, and certainly Lefnei Hashem generally can refer to the east side of the Mizbeach as well. However, specifically be the Gei Kar Mincha, which the Torah refers to as a Chatos, and as the Pasuk and Pashas Sav states, Kodesh Kadoshim Hi Kachatos Uchashom, since we know that the Shvichas Shiraim of a Korban Chatos has to be in an area of the Mizbeach that had a Yisoid on Badim, and as the Pasuk says in Pashas Vayikra, there is Kol Adam Yishbech Yisoid Mizbeach Ha'ilah Shepesach Ha'il Moed, and as Rashi points out, that since we also know that a Korban Mincha must be placed on the south side of the Mizbeach, since the Pasuk states of Pnei Mizbeach, and therefore the Gemara and Daf Yutes taught us that it has to be on the south side of the Mizbeach, and as Rashi explains in great detail, that we know that there was no Yisoid on the southeast corner of the Mizbeach, therefore B'negei Kar Mincha we had no choice, and that Gosh of the Kar Mincha had to be on the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. However, B'negei Tzufa Sa'osham and the Lake Shemen of the Mizbeach, where the Pasuk states Lefnei Hashem, though Tzufa could even be done on the east side of the Mizbeach, and as the Gemara states, Aval Hachol Lefnei Hashem Karina Bey, and as Rabbeinu Gershom points out, Behinu Nami Mizrach, V'oi B'makim Shir Shoyim Bayim Lovi L'Hanef Tehinu B'Mizrach. And before we continue, let us point out that when the Gemara stated Chatas Tuni Yisoid, and Rashi brought down the Chsibba that's called Adam Yishbech Yisoid Mizbeach, and Ayin Tesis, who is bothered with this pshat of Rashi, Ayin the Shitu states V'lein Nehira the Ein Zusfar L'Melef Mincha Mishirayim the Chatas the Ein Ika, that it wouldn't make sense to learn the din of a Kor Mincha from the Shiori Adam of a Kor Minchatas, which is not Ma'akev Ayin Shom. The Gemara now continues and quotes from a Mishnah, and the Mishnah brought a second case where there's a requirement for Tzufa and no requirement for Agosha, as by Bikurim Kedivri Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that Bikurim requires Tzufa and does not require Agosha, and this is going according to the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. And the Gemara asks, my Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that where do we find the Shita Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov? And the Gemara brings a brisa to Tanya, that the Pasuk in Pashat Kisavoy that discusses the Bikurim states, V'lokach HaKoyin HaTanim Yedecha V'nicho Lefnei Mishbach Hashem Alekecha, and we made all Bikurim She'atun and Tzufa Divri Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. And Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov teaches us that this is a Makar, bringing Bikurim, there's a requirement to do Tzufa. And the Gemara asks, my time to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that how do we explain this Makar of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov? And the Gemara explains, Gomer Yad Yad Mishlamim, Ksiv Hocha has been a Gay Bikurim, the Pasuk states, V'lokach HaKoyin HaTanim Yedecha, as we brought down, V'ksiv Hosam, and in Pasha Sav, the Pasuk states, B'nei Gay HaKor Mishlamim, Yodob to Vienna as Ishi Hashem, as Achil of Al-Achazi, Vienna as Achazi, Lohan of Oysay Tzufa Lefnei Hashem. We continue on Daf Samach Alpha and Beis, and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov learns Gzeir Shava. He learns the din of Shlomim from the din of Bikurim, and he also learns the din of Bikurim from the din of Shlomim, as Makam Koyin, Afla Alon Koyin, that just like B'nei negei bikurim, the pasuk states v'lokach hakoyin atenam yedecha, and is a requirement for the kohen to be involved. Therefore, by the truth of a korban shlomim, the kohen is also involved in the trufa. Umal alon baylim afkam baylim. And since the pasuk in Parshas Tzav that discusses trufa by a korban shlomim is specifically talking about the baylim, as the pasuk states yadu to viena. Therefore, the same applies b'negei bikurim, and the baylim have to be involved in trufa as well. And how is this accomplished? Kohen minich yadu tachlis yedei baylim meaniv that the kohen places his hands underneath the hands of the baylim. The baylim are holding on to the basket of Bikurim or onto the Korban Shlomim, and they perform Tufa together. The Gemara now continues and asks that when Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was Mesad in the Mishnayis, so why did he state Bikurim Kedivra Belez Ben Yaakov, that the din of Tufa by Bikurim is specifically going according to Shitra Belez Ben Yaakov, Vele Menami Kedivra Rabbi Yehuda, that L'Chir he could have stated that it's also going like the Shitra Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanya as we learned to the Brayso, Rabbi Yehuda Imeh, Ve'inachta Yizu Tufa, and when the Pasuk in Pashuk Yisavoy B'negei Bikurim states, Va'ata Hine Vaseus Rishis Priya Domash and Satali Hashem, Vinachta Lufne Hashem Lakecha, Vishtachavis Lufne Hashem Lakecha. This refers to Trufa, and therefore we see Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's a requirement of Trufa by Bikurim, and Rabbi Yehuda continues, Ata Imazu Trufa, or Ein El Hanacha. Now, how do we know this refers to Trufa? Maybe it refers to placing the basket down in front of Mizbeach. However, Kshuayim Venichai, Rei Anacha Omer, that since the Pasuk previously stated, Velokakarin Atanami Adecha, Venichai Lufne Mizbeach Hashem Lakecha, so the Torah already taught us that they placed the basket in front of his Mizbeach, and if so, Hamani Mekayim V'Yinachtoi Zu Trufa, and when the Pasuk once again used the Lashon V'Yinachtoi, it must refer to Trufa, and therefore we see that Rabbi Yehuda also agrees to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov that when bringing Bikurim, there's a requirement to do Trufa, and if so, when Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi was Mesad the Mishnayis, why do you say Kediv Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and not Kediv Rabbi Yehuda? And the Gemara brings two terutim as number one, Am Rava, Hoyle Pasuk by Akos of Trila, that the reason why we brought the sheet to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, because his makar was from the beginning of Pasuk Dalid, where the Pasuk stated V'locha Hakoyin Atenem Yadecha, whereas Rabbi Huda's makar was only from a later part of the Pasuk, as the Pasuk continued and stated V'nicha Lefnei Mizbech Hashem Alekecha, and Rabbi Huda's makar was ultimately from Pasuk Yud, where the Torah stated V'nachtai, and therefore Rabbi brought down the sheet of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and didn't bring down the sheet of Rabbi Huda. And the Gemara continues and brings another teretz, Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amahil V'Rav Gavrei, and Rabbi specifically brought down the sheet of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, as Rashi states, Shu Chacham B'Yisa, the Kaimla Mishus Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Kabinoki, and therefore Rabbi wanted to explain that we certainly paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, as we always paskin like the sheet of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and certainly when it's brought down in the Mishnah, and Ayin and Rashi Masechta Zavid Zoran Dafches V'Rav Gavrei Gedoy L'Maisa V'Chachmasi Rabba. And before we continue, let us see Taisis in Dibur Maskel Koyim Miniach Yodei Tachas Yadei Abaylum Remainiv, where Taisis points out La Dafka Kama Tachas Yad Abaylum Mamish. The Im Kain Havelo Yad Abaylum Chatzitza Bein Akliu Bein Yad Akoyin. And Taisis brings a raya from a Gemara and Daf Tzadik Dalam and Aleph that this would be considered Chatzitza, and therefore Taisis states Al Abaylum Oichsim Ba'ugne Akli VaKoyin B'Shuliyah Milmata and Mahainu Tachas Yad Abaylum, and that's what we meant when we stated Tachas Yad Abaylum. And then Taisis brings down Rashi on Daf Tzadik Dalam and Aleph that explains the Trufas Akoyin Leichpis Lanim Yesh B'Chatzitza the Ikat Trufa B'Baylumi, as the main part of Trufa is the Baylum, and therefore even though it would be a chatzitza, the kohen can actually place his hands underneath the hands of the baylim. The kasha demnoleha hadavayu ksivan, as the shita explains the question on Taisis, the kasha the kivan the tufa the kohen mafkin la mikra mistama gam kain ikka kpeid the chatzitza kamoi be baylim. However, Taisis continues and brings down from the Yerushalmi that's mashmak sas to have a tachis yod of mamish that seems from the Yerushalmi like Rashi as the garsina gabi tufas milcha soita the kohen mniach yodai, and the Yerushalmi states veina dovakir that's maybe mapa ve'ina chaytes, as he'll bring a cloth and it will not be a chatzitza, or maybe koyin zokin, and bafil timu yeled ein yetzaharam matzul oisashah, and it clearly seems from the Yerushalmi that the koyin would actually place his hands underneath the soita's hands, and they would actually be touching each other. And when the Taisa continues, umiyum mitzino lemeimor, that we could explain the Yerushalmi, she'afal pi, she'zel lematim en akli, v'zel lemaylim en akli, however, pa'omim noigun yoda biyada, al yidei she'misaskin betrufa. The Gemara now continues and quotes from a Mishnah that the third case, which is a requirement for Trufa and no requirement for Agasha, is a Mur Shalmi Yachid v'chazev v'sheik shalhen, and the Mishnah then stated, Echad Anosh v'Echad Anoshim v'Yisrael Avaloi b'Chirim. We already explained the Mishnah based on the Maskanas HaGemara, but right now the Gemara is bothered that it seems to be a steer between the Reish and the Sefer of the Mishnah, and as the Gemara is, Maika Omar, that what does the Mishnah mean? As it first seems that a woman would do Trufa, and then then the Mishnah stated, "Be yisol avolei b'achirim," that women do not do tzufa. And the Gemara explains, "Amr Yehuda haki ka'amar echad anoshim echad anoshim kabonei tarn tzufa." Both the karm shlom of a male or a female requires tzufa. However, the tzufa atzma be yisol avolei b'dei noshim. However, the actual tzufa has to be done by a male and cannot be done by a female. And therefore, when a female will bring a karm shlomim, the kohen is the one who will do tzufa by himself. And I am mafarshim will discuss if this is based on a standard din of shlichus or if this is a new din b'negei karm shlomim, that when a woman brings a karm shlomim, that a kohen will perform tzufa on her behalf. Ayin sham. Gemara now continues Tana Rabbanan that we learned in the Braisa, and before we get in the Braisa, let us point out certainly since the pasuk at the beginning of Pasuk Vayikra states the Abel b'nei Yisrael v'amata aleihem odom kiyakum yikem karmen l'Hashem, and then the pasuk states in Pasuk Dalid the samich yodal reisha ilo v'nirtzalei l'chapelov, certainly we learn b'nei Yisrael samchin v'loy avdikachavim, and we also learn b'nei Yisrael samchin v'loy b'nei Yisrael. However, our Gemara will actually bring a machlekes as to the din b'negei tzufa, and even though in our Mishnah we saw that certainly there is a chiv of tzufa by a carbon that a woman brings, however, a kohen will actually do tzufa on her behalf. However, this will actually be a machlekes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yisi, as our brisa begins that the pasuk in Pashas Sav b'negei karbon shlomim states dabel b'nei Yisrael leimar hamakrav zevach shlomim l'Hashem yovis karbon l'Hashem mizevach shlomim. The next pasuk discusses the din of tzufa. Therefore, the Tanakam learns b'nei Yisrael menifin ve'inei v'chav menifin, that the din of tzufa doesn't apply to a carbon of a guy, and b'nei Yisrael menifin ve'inei nashim menifais, that there's a requirement for tzufa by a standard carbon of a male, but there is no requirement for tzufa by a carbon that is brought by a woman. However, on Rabbi Yisi is chilka on Tanakam, and he states that as we previously pointed out, matzino shechol kakasa being carbon Yisrael the carbon of chavim the carbon nashim besmicha, that we certainly already saw that the Torah is mechalak b'negei smicha between a carbon of Yisrael and a carbon of a guy, and a carbon that is brought by a male and a carbon that is brought by a female, that smicha only applies by a Jewish male. Smicha would not apply to the carbon of a guy or to the carbon of a woman, and yachol nachlik b'tzufa, and therefore one would think that we would also be mechalak b'negei tzufa, that it would not be a chiyuv and not be a requirement of tzufa by a carbon of a guy or a carbon of a woman. And with zok Rabbi Yisi loy, that is not the case, as mali cholak b'smicha she smicha b'baylim nachlik b'tzufa she tzufa b'kayinim, that certainly although we mechalak b'negei smicha, but that's because there's a requirement of smicha to be done by the baylim, and smicha cannot be done by a guy or by a woman. However, since tzufa can be performed by a kohen, therefore, even though a woman or a guy cannot actually perform tzufa, but the carbon still requires tzufa, and the tzufa will be performed by a kohen. And as Rabbi Yehuda explained our Mishnah, and the town of our Mishnah will be Rabbi Yisi. And as Rabbi Yisi continues, "Imkei matam leimu b'nei Yisrael," and if so, why is the pasuk state b'nei Yisrael b'negei tzufa? And we learn out b'nei Yisrael menifin ve'inan chavim menifin b'nei Yisrael menifin ve'inan nashim menifais, that even though there's a requirement to do tzufa, however, the actual tzufa cannot be done by the guy, and it cannot be performed by a woman, and it must be done by the kohen, as we previously explained. And as Rashi points out, in mali cholak b'smicha, kloimar tam yish b'smicha she'smicha b'baylam atzmon, ken aminu perek shtei midos yodav lo yuat shluchai, that smicha must be done by the baylam and not by shliach. Hilkach evichav v'noshim achas shemiyat anakasum ulisbeich im mekabon smicha, so there is no din of smicha by that carbon. However, this svara doesn't apply by tzufa she'tzufa b'kohenim yichayim evichav v'noshim lasis kohen shliach ayin in Rashi. And our Gemara continues tani idach that we learned another brisa b'negei tzufa, and the brisa teaches us that when the pasuk b'negei tzufa states b'nei Yisrael inli el b'nei Yisrael girim v'avadim mishucharim minayin, one may have a hamina that the only one that could perform tzufa is only someone that was born in Yisrael. And how do we know that tzufa can be performed by girim or avadim mishucharim? I'm a loy ma'amakriv, but the pasuk uses the term ma'amakriv, and as Rashi states, it's mashma koldu, that as long as someone is being makriv a carbon, then there's a requirement to do tzufa, and they could do tzufa, and therefore even girim and avadim mishucharim can do tzufa. However, the brisa continues, it has another tzad, or when the pasuk states hamakriv, that's teaching us that the kohen has to do tzufa, and the baylim will never do tzufa. However, since the next pasuk that discusses tzufa states yodav tevyena, and is specifically talking about the baylim, hari baylim omar, so clearly the baylim are involved in tzufa. Therefore, when the pasuk states hamakriv, it must be teaching us hamakriv koldu, that even if a ger or avodim mishucharim bring a korban, they would still do tzufa. However, the gemara also teaches us that we also learn from the word hamakriv, and not only do the baylim do tzufa, but the kohen also does tzufa. I am mafarshim how it's possible to learn two things from the same word of hamakriv, but the Gemara states, "Haketzad," and how is this actually performed? performed, Kohen Menich Yodov Tachas Yidei HaBaylim, or Menev, that the Kohen places his hands underneath the hands of the Baylim, and they perform Tufa together, and therefore it is a Kiyum of Yodov Tiviana. There's also a Kiyum of a Makriv, however, Ayin Neshita, that is bothered with the Pshat of Rashi, and therefore the Shita learns our Gemara differently, Ayin Shom. The Brisa continues, and Daf Samach Bezim and Aleph, Kate said Oisa, that although we just explained as to whom actually performs Tufa, but the Brisa now wants to understand as to how Tufa was actually done, and the Brisa explains, Menich Emurim, Al Pisis Hayad, V'chazeh V'sheik Alein, and he placed the Emurim on his palm, and he would place the Chazeh and Sheik on top of the Emurim, he would then perform Tufa, and the Brisa continues, V'chom Mokim Sheish Lechem, HaLachem Ma'ilo, any time that a carbon is brought together with Lechem, then when performing Tufa, the Lechem is placed on the top of the Chazeh V'sheik, which is on top of the Emurim. The Gemara now asks, Hecha, where do we find that when Lechem is brought, the Lechem goes on top, and Amra Papa B'Meluyim, that we find this by the Meluyim in Pashas Sav, and as the Pasuk states, Misala Masas Hashem Lefnei Hashem, Lokach Chalos Matzah Achas, V'Chalos Lechem Shemen Achas, V'Rokach Echad, and the Pasuk continues and clearly states, V'Yosem Alach Halovim V'Al Shoy Kayamin, therefore we see that the Lechem was placed on top, and Ayin Neshitu that points out that the Brisa stated, Kol Mokim Sheish Lechem HaLechem Ma'aglo, and then Rav Papa only brings one Makar from Meluyim, and Lemaisa, what does the Brisa mean when it stated Kol Mokim? And the Shita explains the Kamoikin Yesh Lechem Lemaila Betoido Ve'il Nazir Ve'ispu Kra, and by both is a Mefurish Pasuk, and Rav Papa only brought from Meluyim the Maisa Meluyim Mishim Dechsib Behedim Mekuloi. This is the most explicit Makar, and also Ayin Rashi and that Pe'al from an Aleph and Dibel Maschel Mishim Deikah Ba. Rashi is Ve'ikasha Hadam Le'el Kol Mokim Sheish Lechem Alechem Lemaila Va'Oma Hecha and Omra Papa B'Meluyim So Maila Oma Nami Betoido and Ikel Tuhutze as Ikel Milson Nakar as Rabbi Kvega Tzechen Su in the Gilin HaShas, based on the Gemara, Daf Ayin Testament Aleph, Ayin Shom. Before we continue with the Gemara, let us point out that the Gemara will discuss three psukim, one pasuk in Pashas Tzav, and two psukim in Pashas Shmini, and the pasuk in Pashas Tzav, B'negei Shalom Yochid states, Yodav to Vienna, as Ishi Hashem, as Achil of Allah Chazi Vienna, as Achazel Hanef Oisit Tufel of Nei Hashem. And from this pasuk, it would actually seem that the Chilav was actually placed on top of the Chazah and on top of the Shaykh, and similarly in Perek Tes, Pasuk Chaf, when the Pasuk is talking about the Meluyim, speaking about Kabbani Shlomim, so the Pasuk states, Vayesimu Mese Chalovim Ala Chazois, Vayakta Chalovim Amizbecha, and once again, it's Mashma that the Chalov was placed on top of the Chazois. However, in Pasha Shmini, in Perek Yud, the Pasuk states, Sheikat Shuma Vachaziat Tufa Al Isha Chalovim Yavu Lahanav Tufa Lufne Hashem, Vahoyla Chalov Necha Itchal Chok Oilam Kashatziva Hashem. This Pasuk teaches us that the Sheikat Shuma and the Chaziat Tufa was on top of the Isha Chalovim, as we saw in the Brisa that Ketzel Oisa Meniach Emurim Al Pisis Hayad V'Chazeh V'Sheik Alein. The Gemara will now explain how to understand these psukim, and as the Gemara continues, my taima, and what is the makor that the Chazeh V'Sheik was on top of the Emurim and on top of the Chalavim? And the Gemara points out Ilim Meshum Dechsev, and if you will say it's based on the pasuk in Pasha Shmini in Perik Yud, where the pasuk states Sheik Atshuma V'Chazeh Atzufa Al Isha Chalavim Yaviu L'Hanav Tzufa. However, the Gemara is bothered V'Oksiv, but the pasuk B'Negeid Shal Miyachid in Pasha Tzav stated as Achilah Bal Chazah Yavienu, and it seems that the Chilav was on top of the Chazah, and the Gemara explains, Oma Baya, Hahu de Meis Lekoyim in Besamut Pachayim Vramalei, that in the Chanami, when the Pasuk in Pashas Tzav states, as a Chilav ala Chazah Yavienu, that's referring to the Koyim that's bringing the Chilav and the Chazah Vishayik to the Bailim and the Koyim that will do Tufa. When he brings it, he has the Chilav on top of the Chazah Vishayik, and then when he gives it to the Koyim and to the Bailim, he turns it over onto their hands, and therefore at this point, which is the point of Tufa, the Chilav will now be on bottom, and the Chazeh V'Sheik will be on top. As the Pasuk in Pashas Tzav taught us, Yodav to Vienna is Ishi Hashem, as a Chilav ala Chazeh Vienna. As Rashi states, the Maisle Koyim in Bismut B'chayim V'Ramle a Chilav ala Chazeh, and at that point, the Chilav is on top of the Chazeh, V'chi Hodav Ramle B'yad HaMenev, Ishtakach Mashahoy L'maylo, Hoya Achshav L'mato. However, the Gemara continues and is still bothered that we have the third Pasuk, as V'Oksiv, as the Pasuk in Pashas Shmini states, V'yisum as a Chalav ala Chazeh, V'yakta Chalav ma Mizbecha. Once again, we see that the chalavim were placed on top of the chazah and on top of the shaykh. However, the Gemara explains, Ahu di yavle l'kayin achrino v'ozul mekatalei. This pasuk is referring to the time frame of Haktara. And since, as we already explained, that at the time of Tufa, the chalav was on bottom and the chazeh v'sheik was on top, and then when they finished Tufa, they would actually now hand off the chalav as well as the chazeh v'sheik to another kayin. Once again, as Rashi points out, kayin amenev gave it to the kayin amakder v'ishtakat le'imur shahil amato. Once again, the Chilav was on top and the Chazei V'Sheik was on Badim, and therefore there were actually three different time frames, as after Shechita and after they took out the innards of the behemoth, the Chazei V'Sheik was on Badim and the Chilev was on top, and then they gave it to the ones that were doing Tzufa and they turned it over on their hands, and at that point the Chilev was on Badim and the Chazei V'Sheik was on top, and after they did Tzufa and they turned it over into the next Kohen's hands, once again the Chazei V'Sheik was on Badim and the Chilev was on top, and ultimately that's the way they were makter on the Mizbeach. And the Gemara continues, V'hakim Ashwan to be in Shleish Kohenim. The Torah is teaching us that L'chadchila you should use three Kohanim, Mishum Dechsib, Burev Am Hadras Melech. This is based on the Pasuk of Mishlei that states, Burev Am Hadras Melech, and as Rashi states, to be in on Gimel Kohanim, B'lav Shleisha Le Mishkachas, L'Sapri Kulei Hai, Ayin Shom, and we will stop over here.